From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 8th, 2021. That's the start of Racing the Sun by the Faux Paws on that group's 2021 self-titled album from Great Bear Records. It opens a revised episode from November 2013 where we take an imaginary look at a very real sun-driven process that's fundamental to life on Earth, photosynthesis, the process where green plants and algae make food, using the energy in sunlight to store chemical energy in the form of glucose. Photosynthesis is also...
We break into this show to bring you exclusive audio from the Virginia Tech campus, where a shadowy team of scientists are tinkering with the process underlying all life on Earth. They haven't yet revealed their possibly nefarious plans, so let's listen in.
With this terrarium, we have a model system to test our carbon dioxide manipulation scheme, and soon we'll be ready to control Earth's fundamental food-producing process.
Photosynthesis!
Are all the components of the system ready? Green plants with chlorophyll?
Check!
Soil with proper nutrients?
Check!
Light?
Check!
Water?
Check!
Air with CO2?
CO2?
That's carbon dioxide.
Oh, right. I mean, check!
Let the photosynthesis start. Engage monitoring device.
CO2 taken from the air. Water and nutrients being absorbed through roots, light falling on leaves, all systems go! Light energy is driving CO2 and water to combine and form glucose, the chemical energy form, while releasing oxygen.
Apply the CO2 inhibitor.
Lid applied, CO2 source blocked. System CO2 levels dropping rapidly, plants responding as expected. Using up available CO2.
Reverse manipulation. Apply the CO2 increaser.
Lid removed. CO2 added. Plants responding. Wait! They're responding too fast! They're growing beyond the walls! One has me!
Now it's got me too! No!
Well, this might be a good time for us to return to our regular show. Back to you.
Unlike this skit, there's nothing make-believe about Earth's reliance on photosynthesis using sunlight, chlorophyll, nutrients, water, and carbon dioxide to make food. Moreover, photosynthesis is a fundamental aspect of understanding and responding to climate change. Photosynthesis, millions of years ago, created the hydrocarbon compounds that constitute today's fossil fuels. And photosynthesis now, absorbing and storing some of the carbon dioxide released in fossil fuel burning, has an important role in reducing Earth's carbon dioxide levels, warming, and other climate change impacts. For example, the capacity for photosynthesizing trees to take up atmospheric carbon dioxide was one aspect of the Declaration on Forests and Land Use on November 2, 2021, at the 26th UN Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP26, in Glasgow, Scotland. Thanks to Eli Heilker and John Kidd for lending their voices to this episode. Thanks also to Andrew Van Norstrand for permission to use part of Racing the Sun. We close with another musical selection appropriate for the climate challenges facing the COP26 meeting and all of us. Here's about 25 seconds of On a Ship by Blacksburg, Virginia musician Cat Mills.
We are riding on a ship.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.